up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
That's right. And by the way, we're on a new time on Money Radio, so this is going to be incredible. Make sure you continue to stay tuned in because we always have an incredible show. It's all about unlocking the secrets of heroes. These are ones that are experts in their fields. They may be ones that are entertaining others, builders. They just do so much, and we can always learn from them. And by the way, thank you for the feedback we continue to have when I had the CEO of Experian on. That's right, only a billion-dollar type company and stuff. So make sure that you go to alliances.com. That's E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com because it is the only place where entrepreneurs align. All right, well, let's get started with our first hero. By the way, he is the sales activist, and we're going to learn about what the sales activist means. And also, too, he's generated over $350 million in sales transactions over his career. Because, by the way, one of the scariest things really is doing sales. It is scary. It is scary. And how are we going to be able to overcome that is by our next hero today. Welcome to the show, Joe Beck.
Hey, David, how are you?
Fantastic. All right. First of all, this has been on my mind. You know, I shake your hand and I feel this bolt of energy go through me. Why do I feel that bolt of energy?
Oh, boy, you're stealing my thunder. You feel that bolt of energy because when I was a much younger man, when I was a child, I was actually struck by lightning twice.
How is that possible? The odds of, first of all, being struck by lightning once are, what, a gazillion to one, let alone two?
It is. I can't even imagine it. But it was when I was a child, happened twice. First time I was doing something I shouldn't have been doing, playing with a TV. Second time I was out running around in the field. Don't know why. But two times.
Unbelievable. Well, that's why they call you lightning at Alliances, I got to tell you. And you are certainly lighting up everything that you're doing in regards to sales. Take me back and help us understand why is sales really a scary thing? People would rather just answer emails, do anything, but the actual sales part.
Sure. You know, I think for a lot of reasons, sales has a negative connotation with a lot of people. It's a perception. They feel a certain way about it. There's an anxiety about it. People are stressed out about asking people to do business with them sometimes. So you're right. People will do whatever is necessary for them to fill time versus doing the things necessary to make sales.
And by the way, you can meet Joe and you can go to his website by going to thesalesactivist.com. Once again, thesalesactivist.com. And of course, we'll have it on our website at alliances.com. So why did you decide to specialize in helping people do sales?
Sure. You know, I've been in sales and business development for 30 years. It's pretty much all I've done professionally, you know, during my working career. And one of the things that I've noticed is that there is a major gap between what people do typically as far as sales and what they probably should be doing. Sales is not a one-size-fits-all type thing. Everybody has their own personality. Every organization has their own way of doing things. So it's very, very difficult to be able to, as a third person, say, here's the way you should do it. Plus, there's a lot of deficiencies. I think in the world today, it's a noisy, crowded world. It's very, very difficult for people to stand out and rise above the noise. And a large part of that is because they struggle competing sales-wise with bigger, larger companies that have huge budgets to advertise.
So what's your sweet spot? I mean, do you work with solopreneurs, small companies, medium companies, large companies, helping them with their sales? Which is it?
Sure. We'll work with pretty much any company up to about $50 million a year in sales. We'd like to say we'll work with anybody, but we get great satisfaction out of working with those solopreneurs that are just starting, as well as the people that maybe are up and running, generating some traction, but then hitting some rough patches along the way.
Again, with the sales things, do you hold their hand? Because I've got to tell you, is if I were to hire you, I'd be like, you know what, hold my hand through this process, calling on whoever, because it's like, you know, it's just that comfortable thing. And I think part of the thing is Perhaps is it fear of rejection of someone saying, "Eh, I'm not interested."
Yeah, absolutely. That's certainly one of the major fears. Sometimes it's also fear of success. People are afraid of what's going to happen if they grow and scale. Will I be able to handle success? And I won't reach out to that next client because I'm fine where I am. But what we've done is we've created a business methodology that's unique in that we're not a one size fits all. Every business, every entrepreneur that we work with is different and unique and has their own sets of skills and talents. So we match up services based upon that person's qualifications. We do coaching, training, consulting, and strategic advisory. We work with businesses in those four categories because it's not a one size fits all world.
That's right. And I got to tell you, you know what? We're one size, though, here at Alliances, the number one show for entrepreneurs. That's right. So make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. That's right. We were voted People's Choice Best Daytime Talk Show. That's right. So, and we've got Joe Beck, otherwise known as Lightning. He is the sales activist. He can be reached at thesalesactivist.com. And of course, too, you may have the lifetime opportunity to actually meet him in person at one of the Alliances experiences. Because in fact, Lightning, Joe, you are part of the Alliances community. Share with our listeners what that is and kind of what it's done for you.
Sure. The Alliances community has changed our business significantly. One of the hardest things is, you know, being an entrepreneur is trying to get time, face time with like-minded people that are trying to grow and expand their businesses and being a part of a healthy community that's looking to do the same things that you are. And that's what the community has done for us. That's what we're most passionate about, offering things to the community, because we know everybody there has the same focus to lift each other up.
That's right. So again, go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. All right, Lightning Joe, share with us a couple secrets that someone can do right now to be able to increase their sales.
Absolutely. The number one trick to increase your sales is to stop selling. People ask me all the time, what's the best thing that I can do to improve my sales? Stop selling. Bring value. Add value. Ask deeper questions of people. What does something mean to them? What's the impact that will have on them? Why is it important to them? Stop throwing your product or service or offering in their face. Start asking better questions. Stop selling. Become a valuable resource to people. The opportunity to sell will present itself if you ask better questions.
So, like, what's one question that we should be asking, perhaps? What if there was one that we could ask?
Sure, absolutely. How can I best help you? How can I best service you? What is it that you need most right now for your business would be one of the best questions
to ask. Because everybody needs something.
Absolutely.
And I think you're right. If you could be that source to help them through it. Also, too, is help us understand as far as it goes is what's the best way to engage your services, and what specifically then will you help with? Will you for example train an individual? Will you train the entire company, the sales force? How does that part work?
Sure. Well, we'll do all of those things, and really the best way of engaging us is knowing where you are and what you're struggling with. The average person that we work with is a functional expert or has a very specific passion about what they do, but they're not an expert at selling it or monetizing it and turning it into a viable business. So the typical person that we work with is somebody that will have that expertise, but they're struggling and figuring out how to scale it, how to grow it, how to take the next step for their business. And that's really where we come in. And it doesn't matter whether it's an individual, a small team, a larger team, we can work with all of those.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, Lightning Joe Beck, he is the sales activist. He could personally help you, that's right, and your company. Go to thesalesactivist.com. He helps you, that's right, creating more sales. That's a hero. If you can help increase sales, grow your business, the sales activist, go to thesalesactivist.com. This has been David Kogan with the Alliances Hero Show.